Rail passengers are basically going to get a bad deal over Christmas. Well, when was that ever happening? When not happening, really. They've going to be facing, well, expensive tickets because the usual cheap tickets that are sold months in advance haven't been available. Train companies are routinely misleading travellers by not offering those advance purchase fares. Also, passengers are being sold tickets without any warning that actually a lot of those journeys are going to be disrupted by engineering work that, as always, goes on over the Christmas period. So you've bought your ticket when actually you're going to spend a heck of a lot of that journey on a coach or a bus replacing that rail journey. So let's talk about this with Bruce Williamson, who's from the campaign group Rail Future and joins us now. Good morning to you, Bruce.
Good morning, Julia.
I mean, it was ever thus, wasn't it? Rail passengers get a bad deal over Christmas.
No, I don't think that's fair at all. I mean, people moan every year about engineering works happening over Christmas. But they've got to happen sometime. When would you rather them happen? And Christmas is the one day of the year when no trains run at all. So if you're going to do a major engineering job, it makes perfect sense to do it then. And inevitably, sadly, it does mean that passengers get, you know, disrupted and bus replacement services are put on and so on, which is, you know, not fun, but it's got to be done. So I don't have a problem with that aspect of it. But clearly there is something very wrong here where passengers are able to buy a ticket for a train which simply doesn't exist.
And they know it doesn't exist when they sell that ticket. That's the bit that's dodgy, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. That's bang out of order. And, you know, I think there's no excuse for this. And I think, you know, if you read between the lines, the train operating companies are sort of admitting that they've done wrong here. They're admitting it very subtly. But, you know, you can imagine the nightmare for the passenger who not only has bought their ticket for a train, but if they've bought a discount advance ticket, they've probably got a reservation as well. So they're expecting a seat to be reserved for them. And not only is the seat not reserved, the train itself doesn't.
And by the time you've got onto you've waited for the train, got onto a train, and then waited around for the bus, for the rail replacement service bus, and then got onto that, you may as well actually have perhaps gone on National Express and got a coach there.
Yeah, I mean, other transport systems are available, of course. Yeah, you know, and we must remember that railways always face this competition from other modes of transport. You know, planes and coaches and cars and so on. So even though they have local monopolies, they don't have a monopoly on transport. They just have a monopoly on rail transport.
Yeah. What about this key issue also about the discounted travel? I mean, I've had this for, you know, years, trying to get people to commit to things. So you can go, I can buy my advance ticket, which is just a fraction of the price if I buy it on the day or even in the week of travel, getting those discounted tickets. But a lot of the tickets that would normally avail haven't been available. What's happened there?
Indeed. And I think that the train operating companies, it's either incompetence or it's them being very naughty because, as you might imagine, over the Christmas period, trains are going to be full. I mean, the whole idea of advance discount tickets is that the train operating companies can sort of spread the load and encourage people to travel off peak so that the peak services aren't so busy. But obviously over Christmas, every train is going to be full, regardless of the time of day. And so there's no incentive for the train operating companies to offer these advance tickets. And so they're sort of dragging their feet over this in the hope, I suppose, that they can sell more tickets at full price. Either that or they're just incompetent. It's got to be one or the other.
It could be a combination of the two. I'm normally go for incompetence over conspiracy, but this incompetence always seems to work to the benefit of the rail company rather than the passenger, doesn't it? It's funny that.
We've spoken many times, Julia, and I'm looking forward to the day when we have some good news to talk about. Maybe one day their incompetence will be, you know, the result of...
Everybody gets a £1 ticket. Yes,
exactly,
well done us.
Someone misprograms the website and there's discount tickets at peak time. It'll happen one day, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it is extraordinary that the total failure to release timetables 12 weeks ahead of travel. So people have bought tickets but trains that aren't going to run, or as you say, trains that are going to turn into bus replacement services. I mean, they must plan this stuff months in advance. They know it all in advance. It does seem highly suspicious. Is there any regulation? Is there something illegal regulation, government regulation, that requires them to publish a certain amount of time in advance?
I don't know, to be honest. I imagine there would be, wouldn't there? Because, for obvious reasons. I mean, the logistics of running a railway require it, don't they? And you're absolutely right that these engineering works are planned sometimes years in advance, you know.
And they've got to make sure they've got the staff available. And people, look, I go away over Christmas every year. I've got that booked January January, February. I know what I'm doing on those days. And I imagine if you're trying to get a very highly skilled engineers to be working on the railways over those times, you're booking those in a very, very early indeed.
Yes, indeed. Of course, I mean, these engineering works require coordination between Network Rail, who run the tracks, and the train operating companies who run the trains. And I suppose there's a little bit of scope of passing the buck here, isn't it? You know, Network Rail could say, well, you know, we told you about them. And the train operating companies say, well, no, you didn't tell us about this. And I don't know. It's a nightmare, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. So what's the advice for people then who are travelling? I mean, if you can't sort of check in advance that the train is actually running or that it's going to be a train the whole time, what are you supposed to do?
Cross your fingers and pray. No, I think actually that if you're a bit savvy, you can find out the information directly from Network Rail, and you know you can also hassle the train operating companies and say, you know, I've heard that this information is out of date. What's the latest? And maybe they'll buck their ideas up and revise their timetables and their information systems. I mean, we've still got a fortnight to go before Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. But again, you'll be lucky to get on a lot of those trains. They're the ones that are absolutely packed, aren't they?
Well, indeed. And the other point, of course, is the savvy travellers will snap up these advanced discount fares very quickly. So I think for many travellers, you know, even if they are prepared to sort of book in advance, they'll find that a lot of the best tickets have gone, so they'll end up paying the full fare, whichever way you look at it, sadly.
Yeah, I mean, and the full fare can be, I mean, even over the Christmas period when there aren't peak time trains, you know, for people getting to and from work, they are hugely expensive, aren't they?
Oh, it's monstrous. We have the most expensive fares in Europe, and this is the amazing disparity, isn't it, that actually the discount fares, if you're lucky enough to get the early discount, you can get some of the cheapest fares in Europe. We have the widest range of pricing options, and it's something we've been campaigning about at Rail Future for some time, is the nightmare of the British Railways ticketing system. There are so many options, so many different ticket types, so many conditions and so on, and a lack of consistency across the network. It makes the poor old train passenger, you know, it's a nightmare to choose the right ticket.
This is the bit I don't understand, is that why a ticket has to be so much more expensive on the day or even the day before than it is 2 months earlier. Surely it could just be a number of tickets they've got. Is it just that those tickets have all gone by the time you get to book your ticket the day in advance? Or is it, I mean, I just find it a bit strange that there are never any of those tickets left over, quite by chance.
Yeah, I mean, I think they do get snapped up pretty quickly, but it's demand management. What it is, it's the train operating companies pricing their tickets in such a way as to sort of get the passengers to meet their needs rather than having it the other way around, whereas we manage the railways to meet the needs of the passengers, which I think would probably be a better way of doing it. But, you know, it happened under British Rail as well. Yeah. And, you know, the reality is, most of the time people want to travel at peak times. You know, they want to get into work in the morning and go home at night. And in the middle of the day or in the late evening, you've got trains that no one wants to use. And so it makes sense to sort of encourage people to use those off-peak trains. But for many of us, that's no good, because you want to travel when you want to travel.
Yeah, or that's the only time you can travel. I mean, again, that's the thing about a lot of the train services now, is we talk about peak and off-peak, but with people working shifts now, that's almost disappeared, hasn't it? Bruce Williamson, thank you very much. At least you know he's on your side as a rail passenger. He's there from the campaign group Rail Future. Thank you for that.